This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, September 18th. God's word for you today is Jesus Supreme Daily. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 8, verse 34. And it says, "Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home." Luke chapter 14, verse 26 says, "Anyone who wants to be my follower must love me far more than he does his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers or sisters. Yes, more than his own life. Otherwise, he cannot be my disciple." Jesus shows us that it is all about the quality, depth, and passion of the love. When you have to choose between your family and Jesus, who do you choose? When you have to choose between your spouse and Jesus, who do you choose? When you have to choose between your children and Jesus, who do you choose? When you have to choose between yourself and Jesus, who do you choose? That is the question. When you need to do what is good for you and protect you, when you have to choose between you and the cause of Christ, who do you choose? If you choose yourself, you knock yourself out of the vine. You cannot be plucked into him or even be his disciple. That is what it says. It is the Bible. Read it yourself. Spiritual health is not measured by how much you know, by knowledge. Some people know the scriptures from Genesis to Revelations, and they are spiritually daft. Spiritual health is measured by love. It is not by your skill or by your attendance at church. It is not by who your father is. Spiritual health is measured by love. Mark 12, verse 29 to 30 says, "Jesus replied, 'The most important commandment is this: you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.'" So, you have to love the Lord your God with all your heart, passionately, with all your soul, willfully, with all your mind, thoughtfully, and with all your strength, practically. Spiritual health is measured by love. And one word for loving God is worship. To be spiritually healthy, I must love Jesus supremely. To be spiritually healthy and to experience metamorphosis, this is one of the little things we must do that will bring about the big things that everybody wants. Secondly, I must meet with him daily. Everybody wants to be anointed, spiritually sound, and able to hear God. Guess what? It starts with a date with God, then a daily meeting with him where you sit and say to him, "Is there anything you will have me do today? Who would you have me bless? Where will you have me go?" Proverbs 8 verse 34 says, "Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at the posts of my doorway. Daily art is gates." Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to love Jesus supremely and meet with him daily, watching and listening daily to your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.